This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Plans are beginning to shape up for a modified version of the Kentucky State Fair following the recent approval of a proposal submitted to Governor Andy Beshear by the Fair Board. Kentucky Venues President and CEO David Beck says they're relying on industry partners to help make sure the fair is safe August 20th through the 30th.
Each of the different industries have lots of knowledge and expertise, whether it be in the Carnival Midway or whether it be in concert venues, different types of facilities. So we've been able to access and pull that together. Each week we have a conversation with the top five or six fairs in the country to learn from each other.
Beck says there will be a change in event hours that the Kentucky Exposition Center will be open this year.
Close to 600,000 each of the previous 2 years. We assume that would go down in participation. The hours will change. Hours of operation will change. And we'll be opening later in the day. And so be short hours. That allows our staff to do a much more thorough and detailed cleaning.
Other changes include fewer exhibits and socially distanced concerts.
A lot of the exhibits that we've had in the past will be outdoors or not will not be held at all. We've gone with 23,000 plus of entries. We're not going to have that this year. We will have the concert series each evening on the property. That's going to have a much larger space. We're blessed to have lots of acreage here at the Kentucky Exposition Center.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.